Today's daf is Mem Zayin. We are on Mem Vav Amud Beis, six lines up. Ella Meha. So the second half of yesterday's daf were all different rules of psak. If you have a machlokas between certain types of certain people, who is the halacha like? We had Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, halachas like Rabbi Yossi, among other examples. And then all of a sudden, after the whole, all these rules and regulations, Rav Misharshi, Rav Misharshia says, about 15 lines up from the bottom, I'm Rav Misharshia, less nuhu lahani klali. I don't think that all these klalim are true. Every case you got to figure out itself. I don't think you can go by any rules. And the Gemara is trying to figure out, mino leila Rav Misharshia ha. Where does he know this from? That the rules don't apply. And the Gemara is about to try six times to try to figure out what is the makar for Rav Misharshia until the seventh time, as we will see, you know, we're going to have to re-explain what he meant. But at least for six tries, we're going to try to see, and quoting from all from context of all over Shas, we're going to quote different areas, and we're going to try to figure out where does Rav Misharshi get this from, that we don't hold to these principles of Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, etc. So yesterday we had the first one. Yesterday we spoke about the Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, and after Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, which spoke about the Mashal, about the Gimel Chater Tzuchazulazu, so then the Rav had said Halacha Rav Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda argues on him, so why do we have to say Halacha Rav Shimon? Right, we always... Right, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry. So why do you have to say that? Right, we always know Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you have to say that beferish? So is that a right that we don't hold to the klalim? And the answer was no. Hechad itvar, itvar, hechad lo itvar, lo itvar. No, as we said yesterday, the only time when these principles apply is where you have no mesora otherwise, that the halacha is like a specific person in a certain case. But if you have a mesora and that mesora wins out, this klal only applies when there is no specific mesora for that case. Okay. So now we're trying number two. Ella Meha, six lines up. Ditnan, Mishnah later on, Ir Shal Yachid Vena'atzis Shal Rabim Ma'arvin Eskula. A city of a individual that became a city of the Rabim. Became a city of the public city. So what is the issue here? The issue here is that the Mishnah later on says that even when we are allowed to make an entire city into one area, like let's say a sheet of mavos, you're going to combine and make all the mavos into one area, put some bread and put some wine into a place so everybody's combined, you have to leave a little area over that is not included in this shittuf. That's the halacha, so they have a hecker that this is really a shittuf, similar to what Menachem asked yesterday, that there's an area that, you know, people won't forget, and they'll realize that you're in the shittuf, you're not just in a plain rishus hayachid. So that applies by an ir shel rabim, a public city, but not a private city. How do you define public and private? Many mefarshim, many of the rishonim there explain that it depends who owns it. Is it owned by an individual? Is it owned by the public? So that's how you define Yachin and Rabin. Rashi there and Rashi here on the top of the next Amud say no, it has to do with whether it's Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi quotes his definition that he said a number of times in the Masechta already. His definition is Shishim Rebo. If you have 600,000 people in the city, traveling through the city, so is that makes it a Rishus HaRabim. So Yir Shal Yachid does not have that amount. Nasish Shal Rabin, that means all of a sudden begot that amount, and now it's similar to Digli Midbar. And if it was, and now it doesn't have any more, then it's not similar to Digli Midbar. That's the context, that's the halacha of that Mishnah. We're gonna focus on a prat for our purposes today. But that's the halacha of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says, Ir Shal Yachid Vinasish Shal Rabin. You have a private city, however you define that. Vinasish Shal Rabin, but it becomes a Rabin Ma'arvin is Kula. You are still allowed to be Ma'arev, the entire city. You don't have to leave any area over, because you could still remember that it used to be an ir shel yachid. But the opposite, ir shel rabim, and also shel yachid, but if it was a public city and it became a private city, so ein ma'arvin eskula, then you can't, because people still think about and focus that it's a rabim, even though it became a yachid, and you can't be ma'arvin the whole thing, el imkin, you have to leave over the following space, ozachutzala ki'ir chadasha shebi Yehuda, you have to leave over the amount as a new city in Yehuda, sheyish bacha misha diurin divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Yehuda said you have to leave enough space where 50 people can live. Chamishim diyorin. Reb Shimon Omer, no, not such a big space. You have to leave over. Shalosh chaseiros, so shnei batim. No, just three courtyards with two houses each in the courtyards. That's all you have to leave over. V'yamar Reb Chaim Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, halacha k'Reb Shimon. And the halacha is like Reb Shimon in this case. Uman palagalei Reb Yehuda, and who argues on him? Reb Yehuda argues on him. Ivamir Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, halacha Reb Yehuda. Didn't we say one of the klalim yesterday when Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon argued, the halacha is like Reb Yehuda? So again, here the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Doesn't that show us? Isn't this the source of Reb Sharshia that the rules do not apply? There's other things as these klalim. So again, the Gemara answers by Kushia. No, same answer as the Gemara said before. Doma hachanami, hecha de itmar itmar, hecha de lo itmar lo itmar. Maybe here we have a specific besorah that halacha is like Reb Shimon, but the rules would still apply. Could the Gemara have given another answer? If I look at the Rebbeinu Meir, if some Rishonim suggests that, let's even wait for the next one, because we're going to pile up the cases here. Ella, third case. Ella meha ditran, the following Mishnah, haminiach is based of alaklish must be racheres. We're touching on a number of mishnayos that we're going to see later in the Masechta. If somebody, we mentioned that by Erev Chatzeros, you all have to combine and take part in the Erev. What if a person does not want to take part in the Erev? Then we had before, one time before, that he could be mesalek his rishus. He could somehow remove himself and not be part of the Erev. And at least he won't be part of it, but his rishus won't aser on the rest of the families there. What happens if a person did not take part in it, but he left for Shabbos? He's not home for Shabbos. So does his bias aser, does it ruin the rest of the area of the chatzer on everybody else? So says the Mishnah, it's a machlokas. Three shitas. Hamaniach is based over halach lishmos b'ir acheres. Let's say he went into a different city for Shabbos. Echa nachri v'echad Yisrael oser libnei chatzeros div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says whether it's a Jew or whether it's a non-Jew, what's the difference? The difference is that Jews, we assume, are not coming back on Shabbos. Even so, still Rebbe Meir holds that rishus asers. That rishus Rebbe Meir, the most bachmer shita, bein Yehudi, bein nachri, that rishus asers on the b'nei chatzeros. They can't carry from their houses to the chatzer because of his bias, his rishus in the chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, eino oser. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, again, no chilukim, the opposite shita. He doesn't ask, as long as he's not here for Shabbos, that person, bein nachri, bein Yehudi, that does not ask for Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi has a split. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nachri, oser, Yisrael, eino oser. A non-Jew asers, because the nachri might come back Shabbos afternoon. Right, even though it's in a different city. So he might come back, so therefore he's going to answer. There wasn't a full Hesech Hadas. That's what Rashi explains. Rashi says, Nachri Oser, second skinny line. Afa pi she'eno ba'ir, shahari yachol lavo. He can come. Ve'einze hi siach min halev. There was no Hesech Hadas that he totally left. Ava Yisro mishahalach. Once he goes, right, we assume he's not coming back. And therefore it's command the less ledirus. As if he's not there, as if he doesn't live there. That is the shita of Rabbi Yossi the split. That Yisrael does not aser. It's not the derech to come, even if it's within the tchum, still it's not usual for Yisrael to come on Shabbos. Those are the three shitas. We have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. Now we have a fourth shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu hiniach es beso, b'halach lishbos eitzel beso ba'oso ha'ir. Even if he went to his daughter's house in the same city, he went to his daughter's house in the same city, still eino oser. He doesn't answer the most makel shita regarding even in the same city, but shekar hisiach daito. Because he was already mesach das from being home, he went away, people don't go back to their own houses, you go wait to somebody's house for Shabbos, it's not like you sleep at home and you go there, you went there for Shabbos. If you go there for Shabbos, we don't assume that you are coming back. Important word in Rashi here. It says, you already went to your daughter's house, eino oser, because you already mesiach daito. Rashi says, Lishbos Esel Bito, Me Emesh, Afilu Ba'osa Ha'ir. Me Emesh, Rashi says, meaning from yesterday. The Bir Alach has a discussion. He thinks maybe it's a machlokas. We've shown him. What happens if you leave, let's say, after Shabbos started? After Shabbos started, you leave. Other people made an Erev before Shabbos, let's say, because they were hopeful. But then you ended up not going away for Shabbos. Then you go away in the middle of Shabbos, and you decided to stay there. Is that enough? Is it okay once Shabbos started? What do I say? Once Shabbos started and the Erev Chateres wasn't good, Kivan det Nesra, Nesra. So that's a discussion the Bir Alacha thinks is a machlokas. So he thinks this Rashi proves one of the sides, because Rashi says here, Me Emesh. If you look at the beginning of Shin Ayin Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, Echad ubnei chatzer shiyach beis aval for Shabbos b'yiracheres, even if it's samach to his chatzer, imisiach libi libo, vein daito lachso lebeis b'Shabbos, if he doesn't have in mind, see, it's interesting, the focus is on the person himself, not does everybody else think he's not coming back. But if the person himself has a chatzer chadas, he does not think he's coming back, hareze eina oser aleim, he does not aser. But the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, when does he not aser? The Yisrael. But Yisrael, he does not aser. Aval, eino Yehudi, afilo holoch lishmas yiracheres, oser aleim, ashi yisku bimenu makomo, until you rent out the Rishos, he asers, because as the Shita of the split, Rabbi Yossi here, we pass it like Rabbi Yossi, the Rishos of a guy, asers. But then, says the Shulchan Aruch another day, Aviyesha, Rabbi Shkam, any Yehudi, Malach Lishmas, Machaz, Rechaz, Eino Oser. You say, he quotes two days, Machaz, Rishonim, had a Paskin. Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, that even maybe a non-Jew, goes out of the Rishus, does not Aser. Says the Bir Halacha here, let me find it. The Bir Halacha in Dibre Maschel, Kol Zman, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Bir Maschel, that the Machaber is so same like the Rosh and Tosvos, that, whenever he goes out, it could work. But he quotes, but the Rashba, Cholek al Zev, Svir la, the Kivash Nasa, la Mixa Shabbos, Nasa la Kola Shabbos. And he quotes, Vibkade Rashi Gamkane, the Perish Badaf Mem Zion, the Rashi Alaklish was be Bod Yom, Svir la, you know, like the Rashba. So that one word in Rashi already tips up so off what he holds about that Machlokas. That you have to go but from before Shabbos, because once Shabbos comes and is already Kivin the Nesra, the Erev Chatziris did not work. We think Erev Tchumen is important at Beit HaShemashos. That's the moment of Shvisa. But according to this discussion, some Rishonim hold that not only is that the moment of Shvisa, but also a crucial moment for Erev Chatziris is also Beit HaShemashos. Kivin the Nesra wants his Asra at Beit HaShemashos, so then you can't have your Erev Chatziris the entire Shabbos. That's what he gets out of that word in Rashi. Anyway, back to our Sugya. After quoting this four-way machlokas tanoim, says the Gemara, Yom Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav Halacha K'Reb Shimon. Again, Halacha is like K'Reb Shimon. Uman Paligalei Rabbi Yehuda. And who are the Bar Pluktas here? Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with him. Not only Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi is arguing with him. Who's even better than Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, so says the Gemara, V'Amrit, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha K'Reb Yehuda. Didn't we say that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the rules? So again, try number three. Doesn't this prove, isn't this the source of Rabbi Sharshia, that you don't apply those rules and regulations as we had yesterday? So says the Gemara again, Umay Kushya, Dilma Hachanami, Echad Itvar, Itvar, Hechad Lo Itvar, Lo Itvar. No, maybe whoever it says the Mesorah, it's that you have the Mesorah, whoever it's not. So again, you read this, and we're going to have a couple more. You're like, come on, Rabbi. You have to have all three. So just say the rule, Echad Itvar, Itvar, Hechad Lo Itvar. Every single case, first of all, Yisrael's question about why do you say, maybe all these are based on Halachah Devar Mekel Ba'avel. You know, maybe that's the reason. The Gemara does not answer that. But the Ritva asks this question about what does the Gemara's Havah mean each time? You know, just say it once, and then we know that every case that has it, maybe it's Hechad Itmar Itmar, and you can't use any of these as a source. So the Ritva says, no. 2 days. Ve'efshar delavki hadadi itmar, hani parchida be'medrusha. That's one opinion. Maybe in the Beis Medrash, all of these weren't said one after another. Ravina and Ravashi, where they put together the Talmud Bavli, so they put together all of these one after another. But each is a separate story. So that's why it's just repeating the stories that happened. But you're right, Dina Chinami. So all that would have been together, they wouldn't have said one after another. Inami, says the Ritva, no. Maybe there's another answer. Dema Dekashi Luhu Savar, the one who was asking all these questions, thought that it gets better the more you have. The kiva de betarti tslas duchte if sika hilchasa behed yekrib shimin, since you have so many like Reb Shimon, maybe that establishes a chazaka. Havi chazaka shalak gmosu b'chol makom. Maybe you could have all these. It's not just that he doesn't paskin like those rules, but there's a chazaka to go like Reb Shimon. That was the Havamina. Kamashula, no, don't take all of these together. Each one is a separate case. But that's the Havamina, why the questioner kept asking. Because the more he had, he thought maybe it's better to prove a chazaka like Reb Shimon, like he paskin like Reb Shimon. He says, betarti tlas duchte, two, three cases. That's alluding to the issue of whether chazaka is two or three times. The word Sanhedrin and other places, whether chazaka is with two or with three. Generally, we paskin the halacha is with the chazaka is with three. Though in certain lachumer cases, we paskin when sakharas tafashas and others that a chazaka might be with even two. Okay, but that's why the Ritva says you have to know that they said the punch of out of the Gemara. Why the Gemara keeps asking these questions and giving the same answer is because of that. Because it gets better according to the questioner, according to one day up. Because a chazaka is being established according to Reb Shimon. Okay, so the first three are out. So, try number four for the source of Rabbi Sharshi. Ella Meha, about the 12th line down. That's not another Mishnah later on. V'zehu sha'amru, ha'ani ma'ariv baraglav. This is what we said, that a poor person, ani, can be ma'ariv baraglav. If you remember, we discussed that there are two possibilities, ways to be kone your makom shvisa outside your tchum. You go outside your tchum, you're going to put some challah there, whatever it is, and put it wherever you want to be kone shvisa. You can either do that with food, or you could do that yourself, baraglav, with your feet. That are two options that we discussed. Who has those two options? That's a machlokas tanoi. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Anu ein lanu ela ani. Rabbi Meir says, only a poor person can use the option of raglav, because he doesn't have bread, so that's why he can use raglav. But other people who do have to use bread, they can't use raglav. Rashi explains that ani here does not mean poor, it just means right now you're an ani, you don't have bread. Right, you're an ani, you're badarach. Even if you're really an ashir, you have a lot at home, but if you're outside your city, you don't have bread, so you're an ani for this halacha in this circumstance. We had this before regarding the halachas in Mishnayis Peah, when we talk about an ani passing through town, you're allowed to give, I see a lot of takes certain aspects of tzedakah, so the Mishnah says it could be an ani, the machlokas tanam. If you're an ani ba'os ashad, you can pay back later on, or you're not allowed to do that, so that's the same definition here. Do you describe ani, do you define ani as a really poor, or poor Indian Zeh. So says Rabbi Meir, only an ani has the option of ma'arev baraglav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, echad ani v'echad ashir. Even an ashir has the option of doing it baraglav. Lo amru ma'arvin bepaz elo lahakel ala ashir. Shelo yetzi v'arev baraglav. The only reason that there is an option with pas is to make it more easier for him. For the usher, he doesn't have to schlep out of his city. He can send his shliach and put pas down. But it's not that he has to do it with pas. He can do a baraglav too. Just that much more cover for him. So we wanted to be make it a little easier for him. So again, another machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Umasni le Rav Chiya bar Ashi l'chiya barav kameh derav. And Rav Chiya bar Ashi said this machlokas to Chiya bar Rav in front of Rav sitting there. Echad ani v'echad ashir. V'yamar le Rav Zayim banami. And Rav, when Rav heard this brisa, he said, finish off the brisa. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Say the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So again, so this works well with the rule, but still the Gemara says, tarti labali. So instead of asking the other way, it's against the rule, say, but why do you need both? Once you have Amar Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. The rules of yesterday are like, the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, whenever he argues with the Rameir. So what does Rav have to say separately in this case? Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, doesn't that show that specifically here the halacha might be like Rabbi Yehuda, but there wouldn't be a rule that halacha is always like Rabbi Yehuda? Try number four, that you don't go by those rules. And Rav says, no, my kushya, Dilma Rav Lesluhi Hadith Klali. Maybe Rav's talking here. So maybe Rav doesn't hold to those principles from yesterday. But Misharshi was the one that said that, I'm sorry, maybe this proves that Rav doesn't hold to those principles, but there is no source in the Tanaim that for a Misharshi, that a Misharshi should have a Brisa that does not hold to these principles. So again, we knock that off for this to be the source for a Misharshi again. So now we have, try number five. Could you have a tissue? Elameha. So, try number five. Okay, we're going to leave Mesechus Erevin for a little bit. Let's go to Mesechus Yevamos. Thanks. Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Yevamos. The Mishnah says as follows: Hayavama lo tachlos v'lo tisyabim acheyula shlosha chadashim. This is the din of havchana, which means we want to separate whenever there is two marriages going on one after another. We always require at least 90 or 91 days in between to make sure we know whose kid is whose. Make sure we know if she was pregnant or not. Bizman haGemara, it took 3 months for what's called hukar ubra. For the Ubar to be recognizable, that's when she started showing, and that's when you know she's pregnant or not. So if a woman died without children and before she does Yibam or Chalitza, so you know we have to make sure that you know she's not pregnant, because if she's pregnant, so then there is no Chiv of Yibam and Chalitza. So that's why, of course, she doesn't do Yibam, because if she's pregnant, then you do Yibam, so that's an Isser of Eishes Ach. He's marrying his wife's brother, he's living with his brother's wife, that's a big problem, it's a big Isser Karis. Rashi explains here, also chalitza we don't do, because again, you don't want to do a chalitza that you don't need, because if you do a chalitza, a woman who had chalitza danter is usher to a kohen. So what if you do chalitza, and then it comes out that she didn't need the chalitza, that she's going to want to marry a kohen, you're going to have to announce, it wasn't a good chalitza, and maybe somebody wouldn't hear the announcements, and they'll only hear the original I see the chalitza, and then they'll end up marrying. They'll take a koi kabari a chalitza. Either way, Rashi explains here that in the case of even chalitza, you don't even do chalitza for 3 months. And again, even bisman hazeh, when we can do pregnancy tests, we can know earlier that hukar, you know, that whether she's pregnant or not, still this halach applies. That's why Rahman al Islam, if somebody has to do chalitza today, let's say a man dies tragically without children, the brother, we wait 91 days anyway, even if we're not sure, even if we are sure whether she's pregnant or not. Again, this is a halacha that comes up in Hilchas Nida also, that whether, for a certain Hilchas Vestos, and if a woman gets pregnant, unless you do it nowadays, we can do a pregnancy test after the first month, we know she's pregnant. So the question is, does Hilchas Vestos, you know, you forget about them the first 3 months, or, because according to the Gemara, hukar uber, the first 3 months you have to be worried, because you don't know she's pregnant yet. Nowadays, you can know earlier. So, again, a lot of this is not Mavaisa Bezbanas anyway, because most of our women don't have a Vesus Kavua. So if you don't have Vesus Kavua, so you're only going by that flaga, but you didn't see. So there's no issue of a flaga to talk about, and once you missed it once, by a Vesus Jena Kavua, it's uprooted. So, but it is, at least conceptually, an issue whether the Katzin of Hukar Ubra applies. Says the Mishnah that a Yavama does not do chalitza or yibim until 3 months pass because of the issue of havchana. You want to know whose child is whose, and you want to make sure that they had to do this marriage. The chain shar kol hanashim, and also all other women, lo ginasu, shouldn't have nisuin, velo yisarsu, and shouldn't do erisin, ashiyu lan shlosha chadashim. You can't do nisuin or erisin. Right? Nisuin and erisin, those are the two stages of a Jewish marriage. Erisin is not, sometimes translated, engagement, halachic engagement, that's not. Erisin is the first stage of a Jewish marriage. There are two stages. Erisin is the first mishnah kiddush of kesef shtar ubiya. So after erisin, a woman is a fully anashes ish. And Rachman al Flana with a maisa's dos, she's chay misa. Right? Erisin is a full marriage, but she just is not mutter to live with her husband until after nisuin, till after the second stage. Nisuin, whatever nisuin is, various opinions in the Rishonim, whether it's yichud, whether it's sheva brachos, whether it's chuppah. But says the Mishnah, a woman who is married previously can't even do erisin until after 3 months. Erisin, they're not going to live together yet. Still gzeira. Gzeira drabanan, there's low plug. There's no start of even a, it's no start of a marriage, even though there's no chash that there's going to be any issues of confusion. Still, erisin isn't even done. Echas besulos ve'echas be'ulos. Even if a woman is still a psula from the first marriage, still we don't allow it. Okay, all of these are mishum gzera. Low plug. Echas be'ulos, whether she lived with her first husband. Echad almanos, echas grushos, almana or a grusha. Achas arusos ve'achas nesuos. Almana grusha, because you want to know whose son this is, l'inyan hilchas yerusha. Achas arusos ve'achas nesuos. Even if she was only an arusa to the first marriage, still this first opinion says, no, you still have to wait 3 months because low plug. It's a gzera. Right, you go there, nesuos, arusos, at the nesuos, and you go there each case, up to the case that it really applies it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is a little more makel, nesuos yisarsu, women who are fully married, yisarsu, can do erisin, again, because there's no chash of confusion, because it's only erisin, they can't live together yet, va'arusos yinasu, and arusos, if you only had erisin in the first marriage, then they can even do nisuin, because there's no chash, chutz mi'arusos shebi Yehuda, except for arusos in the part of Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, mipnei shalibo gaspa. The Gemara, the Ksubis talks about this, because in Yehuda, they were miyached, the arus and the arusa. Even after erisin, they had yichud, so therefore we don't know if she is still a basula or not. They might have, you know, they had yichud, so that's why there it's considered as if she's a desua. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that's not allowed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol anashim yisarsu chutz min ha'almanam b'pnei ha'ibol." Rabbi Yossi says, no, all women could do erisin, except for an almana. Except for an almana, min ha'erisin, mibnei ha'ibol, because she's still in avelus the first 30 days. So that's why she is not allowed to do it within 30 days. The Gemara's in Yevamos talk about, what do you mean, erisin, I thought, does not have simcha. Only nisuin has simcha. Right? You're allowed to do erisin a chalamoi, you can't do nisuin a chalamoi, because eima arvin simcha b'simcha. What about erisin? So that's a discussion there. But still, the Gemara says, at least here, that you can't even do erisin in avelus, because mibnei ha'ibol. V'yamrinan, yeah, very important issues. Ramosha has a couple of shuvas about this halacha lamaisa. Let's say Rachman al Aslan, a wedding is planned, and a close relative of the chassid and the kala are nifter. So do you go through with the wedding, have some meruba? That's a big issue, but related to this. Okay, generally we're mako in certain cases because of the hefsid. V'yamrinan Rabbi Elazar. So this is the issue. These are the different shitos in the Mishnah. V'yamrinan Rabbi Elazar lo alo be'medrasha. One day Rabbi Elazar didn't get to the base medrash. Ashkel Rabbi Yassi, that be called him. Rabbi Yassi was there. Amalei ma'amar be'medrasha. What was said in the base medrash today? Amalei, Hachia Rabbi Yochanan Alach Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said Alach Rabbi Yossi. That's what was said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Rabbi Yossi, who said what? That all women can have erusin except for an amana. Michladichi de Paligale. Rabbi Yossi, does that mean only an individual argues on him, and therefore we hold like Rabbi Yossi, because he's only against an individual? In the Gemara, yes. But Tanya, we have another brisa which seems to say there's only one opinion that argues on Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is about to give a number of cases where there's a good chance that she's not pregnant. Because in all these cases, there's a good chance that the husband and the wife were not together. She was always going back to her father's house. She was always running back home. Or they were angry with each other. Or her husband was old. And he didn't, Rashi explains, therefore there's a good chance they weren't together. Or so he was sick. Or she was sick. Akara, or she was at Akara. What's Akara? Rashi here explains Akara is Machmas Mazel, that she was married to three people before and she didn't have children with them, so she has a chazaka to be an Akara, to be a barren woman. Zakena is a woman who's older, who is not at the stage of having children anymore. Kitana, a minor. Islandess, a woman who's an islandess. Islandess, this is different than Akara. Rashi explains that somebody who's born with Simanim, that she is an Akara. Natural. She'ena ru'uya leleit, or a woman who is not ro'i to have a child. Rashi here explains this one. Machmas mashka sam. For some reason, she took medicine that would make her barren. That's the difference. Other Rishonim have different definitions, but that's the definitions of Rashi of akara, islandess, and ena ru'uya leleit. Oshaya by the chosrei sesurim, or her husband's in jail. Hamapel zachem bishes baila, or she had a miscarriage after her husband died. So in all those cases, even though, why should you have to wait? She's probably not pregnant. Kulan tzrichal have to give a chadash to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no, in all those cases, you have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi matir, Rabbi Yossi miyad, Rabbi Yossi's matir. So you see, it's one individual that argues on Rabbi Yossi. So again, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Alakas like Rabbi Yossi. Lamali, why do you have to say specifically in this case, Alakas like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Alakas like Rabbi Yossi. Again, don't you have the rule from Ahmed Beis? So isn't this a raya? This is try number 5. This is the raya for a Misharshia that those rules don't apply. So Gemara says, again, my kushya. No, what's the problem? Dilma, maybe really the rules do apply. Why specifically here do you have to say the halacha like Rabbi Yossi? La'afuki mid Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, to go against what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says to Amar, because he says a separate rule. Halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'gzeirosav. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir when he has gzeiros. When he has certain chumros, then the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. So he had to say halacha like Rabbi Yossi, even if you always go like Rabbi Yossi, but still, by when Rabbi Meir is making a gzeira, so then, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says you always go like Rabbi Meir. So to go against that, that's why you had to specify the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The Rosh, at the beginning of the ninth parak, has two different opinions. This halacha, or Kremeir Big Zerosav. So is that only against the Yachid or even against the Rabbin? So he quotes an opinion. The Rosh, at the beginning of the ninth parak, quotes an opinion that it's only against the Yachid. And Rosh thinks himself, no, it's even against the Rabbin. The principle usually would apply, unless we know otherwise, like we do here. The principle would be halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'gzeirosav, even against a rabbim, says the Rosh, beginning of Perek Tes. Okay, so that one's rejected. So we have number 6, elameha, a 6th possibility as to what the raya of Misharshi is. D'tanya, hochin liyurid shel nachrim. Velochin mehem behemav avadim ushvachos batib sados v'kramim. Says the brisa from Masechet Avodah Zarah, you could go to a yurid, you could go to a marketplace where the non-Jews are there, and you could buy stuff from them. You could buy animals and avadim and shvachos and batim sados v'kramim. All this, even though the yurid, Rashi here explained, was done. Shuk HaNikva L'Yom Chag was done, set on a day next to their holiday, and there is a chash that they might, after they make a good deal with you, they might go and be modet to their Avodah Zarah, and that's not allowed, because right, you're having a shutfis, a little bit, it's a little lifta iver, somewhat, to give them something to be able to, so that they can be makir their Avodah Zarah, right? It's one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, they're not allowed to do that either. So, the bride says, nope, you're still allowed to do it. Why? Rashi has two opinions here, which we'll get to in a minute. Let's just finish first. V'kosi b'malah ba'arkos shalahen, you're even allowed to go and write and fill out shtaros and take them to their courts, which usually is not allowed. V'b'deishu k'masal miyadon, because if you wouldn't get it documented, Rashi explains, you would never have proof and they would never give it to you. in a week from now. So you have to go to their courts and get it signed and stamped and delivered. You got to get everything proper so that it could really be a good sale. That's matzil miyadam. Stop there for a minute. So this is the, we're gonna continue in a second. If you look at Rashi, Rashi has 2 days why you're allowed to do this. Number one, mipnei, 3 lines from the bottom. Mipnei shemam itan. Really, they're not going to thank their God because you're really taking away some of their supply. So it's not like you're not giving them something. It's a sale. So that's why we're not choshi so much that you're going to do it. Inami mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael. Or because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? At least it's going on the Batim and the Salus and the Krumim. This is Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We have more flexibility. Again, Rashi here doesn't quote it, but this is based on, seems to be what Rashi's alluding to, is a Gemara in Gittin and other places. And that is, usually we have a rule of Amira La'akum, is an Isser Durabanan, right? Telling a non-Jew to do something, which causes a lot of Mesechah Shabbos, it is a Durabanan. You are not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do an Isser Daraisa for you. That is usually usser. Usser means Rabbanan, but that is not allowed. That's called a shvus, one shvus. But to tell a non-Jew to do a Rabbanan for you, a shvus to shvus, so that is allowed in certain cases. Not always, but if it's a shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah, shvus to shvus b'makam sarachi rabim, shvus to shvus b'makam whatever, other sarachim, so that is usually allowed. But then there's a separate halacha. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Shin Vav Sif Yud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara in Gittin, Mutter Liknos Bayis Be'eretz Yisrael Min Ha'enu Yehudi B'Shabbos. You could buy a house, a piece of land from a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, V'choseim U'ma'ale Barkos. And you could even, have them sign it for you. Writing is an Issa D'Araisa. Koseim is one of the Malachis. Says the Gemara, Amir La'akum Shvus U'bishmakum Yishav Eretz Yisrael L'gazur Be'Rabbanan. The simple reading of that Gemara, and 99% of Rishonim read it this way, and that is, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, that's such a special mitzvah, so Amir La'akim is allowed, even just one Shvus. Shvus, B'makam Yishav Eretz Yisrael is mutter. And that's what Rashi seems to be alluding to here. Mishum Yishav Eretz, where does that come from? Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. But that's that Gemara, and that's this halacha. That even one Shvus, B'makam mitzvah, is usually not allowed, but a Shvus B'makam Yishav Eretz Yisrael, we also might have it by Bris Mila. We also, that might be another parallel case. But at least Mishav Yishav Eretz Yisrael, that is allowed. The Ramah, though, and this is a mystery, because there's one Rishon out there that has a different pshat in the Gemara, and the Ramah quotes that Rishon, the Ur Zeruah. The Ur Zeruah, we had this in a Tuesday night shiur last year. The Ur Zeruah says, as an unbelievable shita, that the Malacha of Kosev on Shabbos is only to Oraisa with Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, that's the only Malacha D'Araisa. And that's the Pshat of the Gemara here. Pshat of the Gemara is that you're writing it in their arkos, so it's their language. So that's a Shvus to Shvus. So this is the rule. So the question is, what do you need Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael? So he said, that's just an example of a mitzvah. What do you need about Yishav Eretz Yisrael? But the Ramah quotes the Eretz Aruah. Shalahem, Biksav Shalahem. Deinu Asar Rak Midrabanan, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, Gazru. Olive Zayin, Eretz Aruah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is very difficult. V'ayin bir halacha, Shebiyarnu, Tadas Eretz Aruah, Das Yichidahi. Eretz Aruah is one day, Deim Lashum Makam B'Shas. V'chol HaPoskim Chokin Al Zeh. What if I write in English, it's not a Malacha D'Araisa? But no, we don't pass in that way. And it's still Mutter, because this is an exception to the rule. This is not the regular rule. So again, that's what the usual understanding of that Gemara, like that Rashi. By the way, this is quoted in the Rambam, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this is also one of the Rayas that is a big discussion about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, whether the Ramban clearly counts it as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam, and that's the major mystery in the Sugya, the Rambam doesn't have it in his list of 613. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Megillas Esther has a famous formulation that maybe there is no mitzvah Bizman Hazeh, because it was only mitzvah Bizman before Bnei Yisrael went into Galus, but Bizman Hazeh is not a mitzvah. Rova Poskim do not assume that could be the answer of the pshat of the Rambam, because there are many rayas that the Rambam doesn't quote it, but he quotes this Gemara, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Gazabir Rabbanim, in Ilchaz Avadim, he quotes the Gemara in Ilchaz Malachim about the Amoram ruling around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like the Rambam quotes it, but that's a different reason why it's not on the list of 613. Maybe it's included in a different mitzvah. Maybe, whatever, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, some Ramosha says, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. There are other approaches why the Rambam does not quote it. But this is one of the rayas that they bring that the Rambam must hold of it. Oh, okay, one more point, and that is, what about Lifnei Iver in this Gemara? So Rashi gave different shab. So Mam Itan, you're not giving them so much. The Ritva, just we don't have time to read it, but the Ritva and Avodah Zarah has another couple of opinions also why it's not Lifnei Iver. The Ramban, though, again, just to, if we have time, again, at the end we'll read it, but the Ritva has three opinions there in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, why this isn't actual Lifnei Iver. The Ramban quotes an important law showing that maybe this is Lifnei de Lifnei. It's not Lifnei Iver, it's too much removed. Like, you're going to sell them something, they're going to have money, they're going to buy something with their money, and then that's Lifnei de Lifnei, that's too much in a way removed from the Aveira itself. Which also might relate to what we discussed a couple weeks ago, how do you view Lifnei Iver? Is it a mitzvah, is it an Isser Klali that all Lifnei Iver is it's a halacha of Lifnei Iver, or is it Lifnei Iver of each Aveira, what we call an Isser Prati? This might be a nafkamina. If it's an Isser Prati, then it might be too much removed from the Aveira. But if it's a general Isser Klali, so then it could be that even Lifnei Iver, Lifnei de Lifnei might be included, because you're still ultimately getting him to do an Aveira. Either way, continuing the Brisa. V'imhaya Kohen, and if he's a Kohen, mitami b'chutz la'aretz, la'dun lo'ar iman. You're even allowed to go to courts in chutz la'aretz, where there's a tumma d'rabanan of tumas eretz ha'amim. The Kohen is even allowed to go there to deal in the courts of the Nachrim. U'kashem shemitami b'chutz la'aretz, kach v'nemer b'esak v'aretz. And not only chutz la'aretz, he can even go into a cemetery. Says the Gemara, b'esak v'aretz achadaitach. Tumah d'oraisa, even to a cemetery? That's tumah d'oraisa. You could violate an isur d'oraisa for this? Ella b'beis ha'pras d'rabbanan. Okay, you're right. We didn't mean the cemetery. We meant beis ha'pras, which is a suffix beis ha'kvaris. Beis ha'pras is tumah d'rabbanan, because there was a kever that was nechrash. You're not sure whether the kever was nechrash in this area. That's tumah d'rabbanan. One is allowed to violate in order to do this tzrachim. Right? A coin is not allowed to go into a cemetery, even bizman hazeh. Even when said when all kohanim were considered tumei meis anyway, but still we paskin it's a low like one sheet of the Ravid. Seems like the Ravid says it, but we paskin that a kohen is not allowed to go into a cemetery bizman hazeh. Umetame, and this is what's important for us. The last line. Umetame lisa ishav l'mal Torah. A kohen is even allowed to go to Eretz Ha'amim in order to marry a woman and to learn. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai, when is he allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz to learn? Bizman she'emos ilumot. If he doesn't find somebody who can learn with there in Eretz Yisrael, avamos ilumot leitame. But if he has a good rabbi there, then he can't be metame himself to Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yossi Amar no. Rabbi Yossi no. Apes Vashem Mosi Lo Nami Lo Nami Yitzma. Even if you have another Rebbe you can learn with there, you still could leave. Lefi, important principle. She'im in Akol Zoch Adam Lo Mod. A person can't learn from just everybody. Where you can learn from everybody. Sometimes if you have a certain Rebbe outside in a different place, you know, you can have the greatest Rebbe in the world, but if it doesn't connect to you, so then it's not going to work. Rashi here quotes, because not everybody could be shown to the Talmid of Derech Kitzara. You know, people could have a drawn-out way of talking, but you gotta get Derech Kitzara. You gotta get to the point. That's what the Gemara Misachim says. The Olam Yishana Adam Latamid of Derech Kitzara. You always gotta get beat around the bush. Gotta give straight, clear to the Talmidim. So what does it say here? That's what Rabbi Yossi says. You know, everybody's Zoche, you gotta find the right Rebbe, you gotta find the right Shear. There could be 15 Shearim, but you gotta see which one connects. You have to try. You can't say, oh, you know, none of these. But you have to say that you have to find the Rebbe that connects to you and enjoy his learning. So we mentioned a couple of years ago, Rav Sternbach in his Hakdamah to Tshuvas V'Hanhagos. He writes there that you know, I know there's a lot of Torah. I have a lot more notes than I'm writing here. All of his Tshuvas are short, are beautiful, are very readable. So he writes, I have a lot more to say, and don't ask me why I'm not quoting all the different Shittas and the Makoros. He says, because I know Rabim Ohavim Hakitzer. That's what he calls it. He says, people are going to read these tshuvas if they're a little shorter. If I write 15 pages of a tshuva, nobody's going to read them. You know, so, and again, people want to, you know, so that's why he says, Rabim Oavim Akitzer. So that's why he says, don't think that there's not a lot of Makoros behind what I'm writing here. But anyway, says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Maisa Beozef Akosh Alechetzel Rabba Litzayitim Lumal Torah. So you see the story that Yosef went after his Rabbo, to learn Torah. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, look Rabbi Yossi. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says, looks like Rabbi Yossi here, that you could go to wherever your Rebbe is. V'lamali, so again, why do you have to have a specific case here? That looks like Rabbi Yossi, V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, V'amar Rabbi Yossi, look Rabbi Yossi. Right, we have the principle from yesterday's daf, that looks like Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi, again, it's Itzrich. No, you need to say it here too. Don't say this is a source for a Misharshi. Number 6, rejected. Sakatai the Chamina, why? Because you might have said, when do those principles apply? Hani mil b'mastisun. In Mishnayis, those principles apply. Everything up until now was a Mishnah from either Erevin or Yavamas. Aval bebraisa imalo. But maybe in Bryce's, Rashi explains here, maybe it's not as authoritative. Maybe the Shita's gotten mixed up, and therefore you switched. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, maybe there you don't apply the principles. Kamash Malan. The Chiddush here is that even there you do apply the principles. So source number 6 of where Misharshi gets his idea from, that you don't go by the Klalim, is rejected. So the Gemara throws up their its hands and says, okay, fine, there's no source. Ella, this is step number 7. Hachi Kamar. Hani Klali loved every Akolninu. Or Visharshi said, it's not that she doesn't hold the principles, is that not everybody holds up these principles. The Harav Lasli Lahu Hani Klali. Right? Because the middle of the previous Amud, we said that Rav doesn't hold of them. That's all Visharshi meant to say. That not everybody holds up these principles. Period. Fine. Review that. Okay, just but in terms of the Ein Kol Adam Zoche Shel Ein Min Hakol Zoche Demulmod, that's very halach lamaisa in terms of, let's say, a child wants to go learn in one place and the parents want them to learn in another place, go back to Eretz Yisrael, you know, go to different yeshivas. So again, it's a lot of lamaisa discussions of the poskim about that in Yoredei. It's in Reish Mem, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that's where it is discussed somewhat. Hilchos Kibud Av Eim and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Yeah, that's the overlap of those two. Reish Mem is Kibud Av Eim, right? And then later on, it's discussed in both places. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Okay, so we discussed about, and now back to the Mishnah that's spoken about Chefsei Hefker. What about Chefsei Nachri? Are Chefsei Nachri Konishvisa or not? So Shmuel says Chefsei Nachri are not Konishvisa, ain't Konishvisa. Laman, who is this according to? Who does Shmuel say this according to? Which sheet of the Tanoam? Ilei Malor Rabbanan, if they're saying it in the sheet of the Rabbanan Pshita. Obvious, according to the Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why? Hashka, Chefsei Hefker, Deles Lubailam, Konishvisa. If Chefsei Hefker, which don't have owners, are not Konishvisa, Chefsei Hanachri, the Islu Bailam. So Chefsei Nachri, which have an owner, so me boys, of course they're not going to be Kona Shvisa. What, they're going to be Kona wherever they are? They're at least connected to somebody. So if you say Chefsei Hefker, which are not connected, aren't Kona where they are, surely Chefsim of Nachrim. So El Alib de Rebecha Menuri. It must be that Shmuel said a Shita within Rebbe Yochanan Menuri. The Kamash Malan, and this is what he's saying. Eim Adar Rebbe Yochanan Menuri, when did Rebbe Yochanan Menuri say Kona Shvisa, Hanimil Chefsei Hefker, Delas Lu Bailam? Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says his shita that they are Kona Shvisa only where there are no owners at all. Aval Chefsei Hanachri Dislu Bailam Lo. But Chefsei Hanachri, which has Bailam, then they are Kona Shvisa. So that's what Shmuel says his shita in. Meisvei, Rishim and Elazar Omer Ashol, Kli Menachri B'Yom Tov. If somebody borrows a Kli from an Anju on Yantav, meaning when Yantav started, it was in the Nachri's Rishus. V'chein Amashal, Ola Nachri Kli Meir B'Yantav Hechsei Lo B'Yantav, or you lent him something before Yantav, and he gave it back to you on Yantav. Again, it was in the Nachri's Rishus, Erev Yantav. V'akein Lo B'Otzor or kelim and storage houses that were in the tchum somewhere, yesh lanapayim amos lechol ruach. They're, all of these have 2,000 amos from where they started out. Continue. V'nachri sheva lo peres b'chus latchum, harish zelo yazid zemim koman. Or a nachri that brought fruit from out of your tchum, so then it's muksa. So who is this according to? Right, it sounds like from here that the chafatzim are konish visa wherever they are. That's why you can't move them. So, iam Rabbi Shlok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chafsi nachri konish visa. If you say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that even chafsi nachri are konish visa, so then it works out. Then you have a shita hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Then this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's shita that you can't move them because they were konish visa from wherever they started. Ella iam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chafsi hefker ainu konish visa. But if you say like we just interpreted Shmuel that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that chafsi nachri are not konish visa, hamani lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lo rabbanan. So you don't have a tana. You don't have a tana we always like. So the Gemara says, La olam no, Ksav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Chefsei Hefker Kona Shvisa. Different than what we said before. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri does say Chefsei Hefker is Kona Shvisa, and that is the Shita of this Brisa. I've Shmuel Talmak Rabbanan, and Shmuel, who says that they're not Kona Shvisa, that's only like the Rabbanan. I've got the Rabbanan Shita. Didn't we say it's obvious according to the Rabbanan? If Chefsei Hefker are not Kona Shvisa, surely Chefsei Nachri are not Kona Shvisa? No. Ma'o the Tema, there is a Havamina. Ma'o the Tema, Xer Bailam de Nachri, Otto Bailam de Israel, Kamash Malam. You might say, no, we're goes there when there's owners of a Nachri, Otu Bailam de Israel, and therefore it would be worse than Chefsei Hefker. Kamash Malan, we are not Gozer. But that is all within Shitas Shmuel, who say Chefsei Hefker are not Konish Visa. But then we have the second Shita, Rebchi Bar Avinam, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says Chefsei Hefker Konish Visa. Not just the Havamina that we had in Shmuel, is the Maskana of Rabbi Yochanan. Chefsei Hefker are Konish Visa, Gzer Bailam Denachri, Otu Bailim de Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel. So Machlokas, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Chefsei Nachri are Konish Visa. Okay, we'll stop here. Start of a new story, and Hashem, we will continue. Today's shiur was L'Zecher Nishmas, Yosef ben Yitzchak Nechemia, and Chaim ben Tzvi.